Hello?
This is a collect call from
Life of a Lifer.
To accept this call, press 5 now.
Hello and welcome. This is Taylor Conley on Life of a Lifer, and we are back again to give you another episode. So, friends and family, today I have a really cool guest. Her name is Lucy, and she started a podcast or is associated, got into a podcast that is about lifers, people that were serving life in prison and then got out and kind of telling their story about different stuff. We're going to get into talking about that here in just a second. But I heard about what she's doing, and I really feel that it kind of shows the other side of the coin, so to speak, from, you know, you're hearing from a lifer that's currently serving life in prison to hearing about people that were serving life in prison and then got out. So that's why I wanted to reach out to her. And in talking to her, I really felt compelled to just bring her on and get to know her more. So please welcome Lucy from Life on the Outside podcast. How are you doing today, Lucy?
Thanks, Taylor. I'm doing well. I'm just sitting here with my dog in the sun, enjoying our Saturday morning.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, in the sun. That must be nice because it's raining here in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
So I envy
Washington.
You.
Yeah, Southern California. We could use more of that rain, but oh, well. But I want to say, first of all, thanks for inviting me to be on your show. I've listened to it. It's really amazing, and it's so impressive that you're doing this from behind bars. Like, that really blows my mind. So, yeah.
Well thank you. I appreciate it. And, you know, it's just, it all comes down to the team that I have behind me of supporters of people out there. It's just me on a phone from prison talking to people, you know, like yourself. What you're doing sounds very impressive and, like, something that really a lot of people don't take the time to consider, and giving a voice to people that normally wouldn't be heard is pretty incredible. So I would like to hear more about what it is that you're doing with your project.
Yeah, so this project started 2.5 years ago, almost 3 years ago, actually. I was working in TV, working on, you know, docu-series kind of shows. And I was also volunteering inside of prisons. And at some point, I kind of felt the desire, I guess, the urge to combine media production, storytelling with the volunteer work that I was doing behind the wall. And I'd been hearing so many stories from people, like their life journey, how they got to where they are, but also stories on the outside of what it took to get out and stay out and build your life basically from scratch after 10, 20, 30, even, you know, I've interviewed people that did over 40 years. So yeah, and that's how Life on the Outside was born. And it wouldn't exist, if people didn't want to share their stories with a larger audience. And I will say it definitely started out as like my own sort of selfish desire to like, or curiosity to know what people's life journey was like. And I felt like with a microphone, I had a really good excuse to ask them all the questions that I had. But then it's become, and maybe this is similar for you, but it's become something bigger with a lot more purpose and a mission to help people who might not have ever known what reentry looks like or feels like to become more aware of that experience. So yeah, and it really focuses on people who have been sentenced to life in prison and have gotten out. And, you know, they have a different journey than people, short-termers who have a date to get out. As you know, with a life sentence, there, you don't have a set date to get out. You need to earn your freedom. And so that compel someone to really dig deep and figure out, you know, what happened in their life that led them into prison, and they have to earn their way out. So people that get out have this remarkable story to tell, and they because they've had to go to the parole board and tell their story in that sense already, you're really incredible storytellers. So yeah, that's been the project, and we've grown over the years, which has been great. We've gotten a lot of support from the community, and it's actually playing inside of 28 adult institutions across California, so people on the inside can hear these reentry stories of their peers. And that's probably been the most exciting milestone, I think, for the podcast. So,
Wow, yeah, that is really cool.
We're still going. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool to hear that you're able to get the story told inside, because that could also give people motivation, you know, to transform and do different things to get themselves to that point as well. I'm curious to hear, like, more of, is it just you interview somebody one time and then do you do one episode on one person, or do you, like, kind of follow their story as they progress and spend more time outside in the community? How does that work?
Yeah, so it's a different story and a different person every episode. We started off monthly, one story a month from one person, and it was just a hour-long sit-down interview that I'd edit down to like 20 or 30 minutes. So I wasn't following anyone, and it was just, yeah, it was just the one episode per person. And that has been, it's still that way, although we've started doing two episodes a month instead of one episode a month. I'd love to follow someone. I'd love to have a whole season where you start with someone who's just getting out and you follow their journey. But as you know, from being a podcaster, these things take so much work. It's like a small production. You're running a production, and I think, you know, it's a lot of time, and it ends up being costly too. So I haven't been able to do that yet, but in the future, I'd love to follow someone.
I think that's really cool. Like, I think that would be cool just to see their journey, you know, somebody from the time that they get out. So that would be cool if you were able to do that, but just being able to get all these different people, seeing all these different people that get out and hearing their story is even just really cool. Like, I'm wondering, like, how are these people doing that are getting out? Are you noticing, like, are they doing well?
Yeah. I think I will just say, like, you guys, this, like, group of people is set up to do really well when they get out. Like, you know who you are. A lot of people have a really clear sense of what they want to do with their life, or just like what their purpose is. So, I mean, I think, yeah, this goes against what a lot of maybe public sentiment is or what people think. But I think, like, people who've been sentenced to life in prison, when they get out, it's not only because they've been deemed, you know, safe and not a threat to society, but they also, yeah, they know who they are. And so, they do, people do well, like, let's see, they're able to get jobs because they've had a vocation in prison for a while, so they know what it means to work really hard and show up to work on time. And so I find that a lot of people are actually able, yeah, they're able to get jobs. And also background searches in California can't go past 7 years, so people who've served 10, 20, 30, 40 years, they appear pretty clean when people do those background searches. So that's usually not an issue. And then, you know, people have taken so many self-help courses. They've taken parenting, relationships, AA, NA. I mean, they're so aware of their triggers. They know what they struggle with, what they still need to work on. So I think a lot of people that I interview get out with really a deep sense of who they are and what they want. And a lot of people end up doing prison reform work, activism, working in reentry, being an advocate. So yeah, that's not to say it's not incredibly, incredibly hard, but they do well.
Yeah. And that's interesting too, because I've seen some statistics that show, like, people who had life sentences and end up getting out are like the lowest risk of ever going back to prison out of anybody that ends up inside the system, which, you know, a lot of people, when they, like you were saying, when they think of people that are serving life or whatever, that they feel that, oh, people shouldn't get out after serving life. And then you look at those statistics, it completely contrasts that and contradicts kind of what a lot of people think in their mind, I believe, from talking to people about what they think, you know.
Totally. I mean, there's a less than 1% recidivism rate. And that's for a ton of reasons. And I also, you know, what I hear a lot from former lifers who've gotten out is they have an immense responsibility, like a very real obligation to all their friends and peers that they've left behind to do well out here. Because unlike someone who's serving 5 years and gets out, someone who's had a life sentence, your fate is directly tied to the fate of people that are still in. Because, you know, if a former lifer, if you mess up on the outside and go back to prison, people look at that, you know, all the way up to Sacramento, which is our capital, people look at that and say, oh, we should not see, this is why we shouldn't let lifers out. This, you know, they're not safe. We can't let them go. And so lifers will talk about like the door being open for them to get out, or one person getting out and messing up and that door closing. So there's a really strongly felt sense that when people get out, they have to do well to make sure that they are keeping that door open for the people that are still inside.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why what you're doing there, telling those stories and making more awareness to the public about that, like to create more, get that door open more for giving more people a chance is incredibly like important work. And I'm so moved by the fact that you're doing this, and I really appreciate it, to tell you the truth. Like, it means a lot that you're doing what you're doing.
I'm glad to hear that. I appreciate hearing that. And I just want to say, like, you know, people are, one of the things I'm proud of about this podcast, but also this was always the intention, is that I actually don't tell anyone's story. People tell their own stories. And I've created this platform, and I give someone a mic, and they tell their story. And there's just not that many opportunities for us, for people, but especially people who've been cast aside or who are misrepresented in media, to tell their story the way they want to tell it, the way they see it, the way they've lived it. There's just a huge deficit of that in not just mainstream media, but like any media. So it's really like, I want people to feel like that they have, you know, they have the opportunity to tell their story and that people are actually listening, like a lot of people. I mean, a growing number of people, as the podcast has done better, are listening to people tell their stories. And I think we want to share our stories. I think that's like part of what it means to be human, is people like really we all want to be heard and seen for who we are and like the experiences that we've lived through. So yeah, it's a really gratifying project.
That's something that I think, being able to tell their story the way
you have 60 seconds remaining,
you know, that really represents themselves, not the way that a lot, you know, any mainstream type of the media, we're running out of time here, any mainstream type of the media, when they share stuff on prison, it's generally like in a negative light. So you don't get to see kind of the real perspective of what one would go through.
Yeah.
But I really appreciate, Lucy, you coming on here and sharing.
You have 30 seconds remaining.
What you're doing, and please, everybody, go and check out Life on the Outside. It's an amazing production, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Taylor. I really appreciate it. And I just want to share, the Instagram is @LOTO_podcast.
Absolutely. But, we'll share you on our Instagram as well. And try to, you know, get you out there to anybody that's following us. Thank you for listening. I'm Taylor Conley, and this is Life of a Lifer podcast. Be sure to visit the website, lifeofalifer.com, and don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.